Well, Art, the Seahawks have reached the midseason point. They're 4-4. Did we expect 4-4 for the Seahawks to start the season after two Super Bowls?
I don't think fans expected it, but I think John Schneider and Pete Carroll probably aren't too surprised because they were putting three kind of ordinary players in new positions on the offensive line, and that's been the biggest source of vulnerability for this team so far. They didn't anticipate it was going to take this long to teach these guys, but the other thing that they didn't plan on, and this was a bigger deal than they ever want to admit, was the holdout of Cam Chancellor, the strong safety. Chancellor was seeking more money in a situation where the Seahawks were not going to give and didn't feel obliged to do so because of the precedent it would set. He missed all of training camp in the first two games and then really needed to get reintegrated in the defense. And the upshot was that Earl Thomas was also sitting out training camp, and the defense was, I think, vulnerable in the first few games until both of those guys got back in, reintegrated, and now they're performing at the top shelf. The offense has been the problem, and that's going to take some time to fix.
Well, let's talk about the offense for a minute. We've heard a lot of complaining about the offensive line, but a lot of fans have mentioned Russell Wilson, too, that he'd be okay as a $600,000 quarterback, but now he's a $22 million quarterback and might not be living up to that.
As is always the case in pro sports, pressure comes with the money, and the criticism has certainly increased. But I don't think Russell has regressed in terms of his performance. His numbers aren't quite where they were. But the problem is he's been sacked 31 times. Again, it gets back to that offensive line. He leads the league in being sacked. In fact, if he continued on this pace, he'd be among the most sacked quarterbacks in NFL history. So what I tell fans who say Russell isn't as good as he used to be was I said, well, imagine your workspace where you were having people beat pots and pans around your head 8 hours a day. How effective would you be?
Right.
But let's remember one thing from a year ago. The Seahawks won 9 of their last 10 games last season because they get better as the season progresses. In fact, in the final 4 games, the Seahawks outscored the opposition 96-33. So I think that same pattern will prevail.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Has the team turned the corner? Is this what you see? Do you see them being a second-half team like they were the last couple of years?
I think there's a good chance they're going to be a lot better in the second half than the first half, possibly because the schedule is a little bit easier. They should be favored in really all of the final 8 games. The one warning that I would give Seahawks fans is watch the St. Louis Rams. They are a very good team getting better. Todd Gurley, their rookie running back, is the new Marshawn Lynch, basically. They've already got a very good defense, and I think the quarterback, Nick Foles, is serviceable. I think they're the most formidable adversary the Seahawks will face in the second half. And I think it's going to come down to the last days in December to see if the Seahawks survive to the playoffs.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.